Surprise. Oh, Cher.
Your face.
Pretty as a picture. A very surprised picture. Oh, I should have taken a picture. What a missed opportunity. Now, do you know where you are? Of course you don't. Sorry, that was unfair. I'm just playing. So, what is the last thing you remember? Oh, you want to talk about me? That's so flattering. Let's see. The last time you saw me, I was bundled up like Hannibal Lecter. Which, by the way, is quite the compliment. Bit of a hero. Not the whole eating human flesh thing, but the killing, definitely. A fan of the killing. He gave me so many good ideas. Oh, you say the sweetest things. Of course I don't have morals. That's why I'm so good at my job. And that's why you're here. Kidnapped you? Oh, no. I haven't kidnapped you. The truth is, oh, so much better than that. You know, this might not be the right time, but I need to tell you something. I love you. I think. I'm obsessed with you. And I think that's love, so I love you. And you swear at me. Oh, you're still swearing. Oh, getting creative. Flirt. Are you done? Oh, you're not. Are you done now? Yay. I love you. And that is why you're here. Well, actually, it's not. What kind of is? It's complicated. You know, spy complicated. You know all about being complicated, don't you? Because you're a spy. You are my nemesis. You're always in the way. You are the one constant in my life. You're annoying. So very annoying. Always foiling my plans. Always getting in the way. It's kind of nice. It's nice to have someone. I've never had anyone. Normally because I kill them. But I have you. And I can rely on you to do your job. To be the good guy. Only, it turns out, you're not very good at it. I mean, you did catch me. Which, you know, impressive. But you are very good at your job. Only not that good. You're adequate. Satisfactory. Tell me. When you had your last annual review, what did they say? Did they say you were adequate? Satisfactory? Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. They were lying to you. Now don't get me wrong. You have a whole host of good qualities. You're smart, resourceful, adaptable, gorgeous, great in the sack, I hear. Well, I read. It's in your record. Your record, this one. See, that's you. And that's all about you. every little detail. All your training and oh, that's impressive. How did I get this? Well, you see, that's a funny story. A very funny story. You probably won't find it that funny, but to me, it's hilarious. So, when you last saw me, I was all Hannibal Lecter-ish. And then you just turned around and walked away. Not even a one-liner, you just walked away. That was hurtful. And I was really, really upset. They tortured me. Well, I mean, they didn't torture me because I like it when I'm being tortured. No, they were very gracious, very nice. A bit too nice. It was kind of confusing. I mean, why would they be nice to someone like me? Someone who's crazy. Do you think I'm crazy? You think I'm batshit insane. You know me so well. And that's why I love you. And that's why. I was about to spoil it. Don't you hate when someone spoils the ending? I do. I always kill them when they do that. Ooh, that's not very nice. I should spoil the ending so then I'll have to kill myself. Hurtful. Playful. I like you. And that's why you're here. So there I was. Being treated awfully nicely. And then I found out why. Your boss wanted a word. Wanted a chat. A natter, a word in my shell like. She had a question. Do you know what she asked me? Do you? A guess. No guess, it's good. It's so good. No. But that was a very good guess. It did say that you're very smart. She asked me if I wanted a job. No. I'm not lying, she did. She wanted me to switch sides. No, not become a double agent, no. She wanted me to be one of you. A good guy. Isn't that crazy? You see, apparently, even though you're outstanding, even though you're satisfactory, you're not quite getting the job done. And she thought that maybe they should go in a different direction. Maybe they need someone a little less good. You see, all you good guys, you've all got a pesky little thing called a conscience. You know that little voice that tells you not to do stuff? I don't have that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have plenty of little voices. And they argue all the time. No. But I don't have that little conscience holding me back. She offered me a job. A troubleshooter. Off the books, of course, because I am a psycho. I guess I would be hard to explain at the Christmas party. but she did. She offered me a job. And I didn't say anything. Because you don't say anything. In a negotiation, you let the other side do the running. And to be fair, I couldn't really talk because Hannibal Lecter. She left me in that room for 3 days. Bundled up, all nice and cozy. Left me to think about her offer. And then they took off the restraints. And then they cleaned up the bodies. What? I was bored. And she asked me again. Do I want a job? No. But I do want something that you have. And if you give it to me, oh, I'll work for you. I'll be your little troubleshooter. Your dirty little secret. And her eyes just lit up. She started talking about bank accounts and diamonds and jewels. And I just ignored her. Because I don't need money. I can get money. Money is easy. No, I need something a little harder to get. She asked me what I wanted. And I simply said one thing. I said that I wanted you. If they gave me you, I would work for them. She didn't even hesitate. Which makes me think that she might not have conscience. They bagged you on the way home. You put up a good fight. I saw it on CCTV. But they overpowered you. Don't worry, I killed them. Because no one gets to touch you but me. Because you're mine. I mean, you're officially mine. This is your new home. I mean, not just this room. There's more. But obviously there is a adjustment period to get through. Because I know you're going to be difficult. Because that's who you are. You're difficult and fun. And that's why I love you. I love you. I love you. So now I'm a good guy. What? No. I'm not worried about any of my former associates coming after me because that was my first mission. Cleaning up. It was fun. I mean, they can be really annoying sometimes. Well, they could be annoying. They're not annoying now, they're all dead. I killed everyone. Slaughtered them, really. Darling. Of course I don't have any loyalty. I'm crazy. I'm insane. The only person I'm loyal to is you. I'll never let them take you away from me. I'll do whatever I have to do to keep you. Because I love you. So. This is the end. Or the beginning. You're mine. Your boss. Your friends. The good guys, they handed you over.
I gave you up.
But darling, I'll never do that. I will never give you up. You're mine. I love you. I love you. I'm crazy about you. I'm bat shit insane about you. Oh, you're going to be difficult, aren't you? I really hope so. I love that about you. So, darling, be difficult. I think I'm happy. Is this what happiness feels like? I think I like it. I think I love it. I love you. And the fun? Oh, the fun is just about to begin.